To the prophet of the house who's going to share with us this evening, and we'll trust that God will give us prayer direction. Amen from her. So yes, put your hands together for the prophet Sherry. Amen. I'll give you this mic.
Thank you. I greet you in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. He's so good. He's so good. And just in the light of testimonies, as Apostle has shared, God has been doing phenomenal things in the business that we started in September. I just want to give God the glory and the praise for that before I get into the word. We've been seeing literally God using this business to touch lives. Yes. Literally. We have skin products, hair products, and people are having testimonies of skin being healed, alopecia disappearing, acne disappearing. God just intervening sovereignly through these products. And we've been praying over the products. I know God is using it to heal people. And it's just wonderful. I just give God all the glory, all the praise. It's international. It's already in the States. It's in Eswatini now, and it's going all over the world. And to God be the glory. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God is faithful. God is faithful. He's a miracle worker. Hallelujah. He's a miracle worker. There's nothing too hard for our God. Nothing. Amen. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is able. He is faithful. I heard a testimony. The Holy Spirit is leading me differently, but I'll get into the word. But I heard a testimony, just bless my heart, earlier this week as I was in prayer and studying one of the books by Dr. Youngie Cho. And to make a long story short, there was a man of God that was visiting Dr. Cho's church. His name was Dr. Peter Wagner. I believe he's with the Lord now. But make a long story short, he was praying for people to be healed. He's praying for people to be healed. And God was moving powerfully in the services. The glory of God was showing up. And it was just amazing. And then he went back to where, I guess, the green room where they were having refreshments. And another man from Iraq who was amputated on one side, one leg completely amputated, was just trusting God for healing. But he didn't ask for prayer. And then the Lord touched the man of God to go and pray for him. And the Lord uses him for legs to grow out and healings, major healings, creative miracles, workings of miracles. And he prayed for the man. He prayed. At first, nothing happened. For 5 minutes, he prayed and prayed, declared the word over the healing. Nothing happened. And then he stopped and he asked the Holy Spirit what to do. And the Holy Spirit just had him lead the man to Christ. And after he led the man to Christ, he said, in the name of Jesus, now leg, grow out. And in 30 seconds, now this is a grown man, the full leg grew out. Glory to God. The full leg grew out. To God be the glory. To God be all of the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is able. I want to encourage somebody, no matter what you're dealing with, God is able. God is able. The Lord reminded me of a girl that we ministered to when we were ministering in the Virgin Islands. This is some years back. And to make a long story short, this is a girl about 19. She was actually one of the ushers in the church, and she walked with a major limp. She had a major limp like this, and what had happened when she was about 4 years old, she was in a terrible car accident. And her leg was broken in several places, but especially the ankle never healed properly and was turned backwards like this. So literally she had to wear a certain type of orthopedic type of shoe for her to stand upright. And she could never run, even from a child, she could never run. And while we were there, God did several notable miracles. But one of the major miracles was that the Lord touched this girl. And and I don't even think we laid hands. We just released the word of knowledge that God's healing someone's ankle. And she just received it by faith. And literally, the ankle turned back around. Hey, the bone was straightened out. And literally, she started running around. She was like, oh my God, oh my God. She started running around the whole church. And she was shouting and praising God for his faithfulness, the faithfulness of our God. He's able. He's able. Somebody needs to be encouraged tonight. God is able. God is able. Doesn't matter how difficult, how impossible, how hard it looks in the natural, God is able. He is able to do the impossible, to make the impossible possible. Glory to God. No matter what sickness, no matter what situation, God's got the final say. He is able to do the impossible. He is always on time. Amen? Amen? Amen. He's faithful. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Great, great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, let's get into the word of God tonight. Glory to God. The Lord gave me a word, I believe, that's going to help all of us grow in the Lord and see great victories and breakthroughs. As we know, this month is I Believe God. And of course, this is the last day of February, but we still believe God. And all this year, we're going to believe God. And all of our lives, we're going to believe God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So I'm sharing tonight on breaking demonic cycles. Breaking demonic cycles. Glory to God. Isaiah, turn with me to Isaiah 52, verses 2 to 6. Isaiah 52, verses 2 to 6. Isaiah 52, verses 2 to 6. Let's read it together. Shake yourself from the dust and arise. Be seated, O Jerusalem. Loose the bonds from your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at the first into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them for nothing. Now, therefore, what have I here, declares the Lord, seeing that my people are taken away for nothing? Their rulers wail, declares the Lord, and continually all the day my name is despised. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, in that day, they shall know that it is I who speak. Here I am. Glory to God. Here I am. Glory to God. And also Ephesians chapter 6, the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. I think this is the English Standard Version. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. This King James Version, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God, That's one of the foundation stones to breaking cycles. Amen. Breaking demonic cycles. And then also Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. And I know we know the story very well. I just want to touch on some parts, and then we're going to get right into the message. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews do? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox will go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Amen. The people had a mind to work. Glory to God. Glory to God. As we look at these scriptures, I just want us to recognize that even in the case of Nehemiah, he had to, not only himself, but he had to have people with him with a mind to work, with a mind that was unified. Amen. A unified mind. All the builders that were with him and everyone that worked with Nehemiah were of one heart, one mind, to rebuild the wall and to restore Zion, to restore the walls that had been burned and broken down, to restore what should have been the inheritance of the Jews. And it's just interesting to note that here Nehemiah recognized that he understood protocols. He had gone to the king. The king gave him leave and also gave him financial backing so that he would be able to get builders to rebuild this wall. And he understood that I can't do this in my own strength. I have to do this not only with other people, but I have to do this in alignment with the Lord. I have to do this at his word. Glory to God. Because he has mandated me, I know it's going to be successful. Glory to God. So I love that. And notice, and we know the story of Nehemiah very well. He told Tobiah, he told all those that were hating him and trying to distract him and disturb him. He said, I will not come down. I love that. I will not come down. We have to be in that mind and that heart when we're breaking demonic cycles, that I will not come down. It doesn't matter what we're dealing with in the spirit, or what situation we're dealing with that seems like a vicious cycle, a demonic cycle. God will break through when we have the mind to work and we lock in to what God has spoken and accomplish his word on the subject. Hallelujah. A mind to work, a mind to do whatever it takes to see a breakthrough. Amen. So I want to encourage us all to recognize that we're not alone in the fight. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? Amen. God is with us. He is with us. Hallelujah. And in order to break forth, we must recognize that God restores and God prevails. Just those two things. God restores and God prevails. Hallelujah. And great doors of opportunity are opening for those that will believe him. Hallelujah. That just believe God. That just have dared to have faith and believe God. Even to break cycles, to break situations, to overturn ungodly altars, to raise up godly altars. Amen. Great doors of opportunity are opening. Hallelujah. For those that will believe God. Hallelujah. So as we get into the word today, tonight, I want us to just recognize that it's so important that we, first of all, give God the highest praise. because we should praise God in advance before we see victory. Amen. I've learned, and Apostle and I have walked this out, to praise God in advance, even before you see the victory. Hallelujah. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. And when we give God the praise, believing him, he intervenes and does sovereignly what no man can do. And God, he prevails. God prevails sovereignly, supernaturally. He steps in and does the exceeding and the abundantly, above all we could ask or think. Amen? He steps in and does what only he can do. That's why we can't worry about stuff. Amen. Amen or ouch. Because sometimes it's hard not to worry. But the best thing is leave the cares at the feet of the Lord and trust him to prevail. Amen. Yes, just leave those cares. Lord, you got this. And I'm just going to give you the highest praise because you are already working this out. Hallelujah. You're already prevailing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jehoshaphat, remember the story of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat understood this, and he decided to send Judah first. He sent the praisers first. And the Bible says that the enemy turned on themselves. They set ambushments, but those very ambushments were turned on each other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the very ones that sought to destroy the children of Israel and King Jehoshaphat ended up destroying each other. And God prevailed. Why? Because when we give God the highest praise, we send Judah first. We give God the praise. He steps in and he prevails. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Also, let's remember the love walk. Let's remember the love walk. Decide to travel light. That means you forgive everybody, you love everybody, and make that commitment to walk in the love and forgiveness of God. Amen. The blessing flows when we have the foundation of love in our spirits. Amen. Jesus told us to love our enemies, do good to them which hate us, bless them that curse us, pray for them which despitefully use us. That's Luke chapter 6, 27 and 28. Luke chapter 6, 27 and 28. So it's so important that we just forgive and keep moving forward. Amen. Glory to God. Because when we hold on to hurts or hold on to offenses, we block our blessings. And we don't want anything to block the blessing of the Lord. Amen. So the foundation, another foundational key here is walk in the blessing of the Lord. And I like this, according to Dr. Kenneth Copeland in his book, The Blessing, he says, backing up that commitment to love, must be the assurance that God is our source, provider, and protector. He is our blesser, and his blessing will turn every situation to our good. Once we set our faith firmly on the fact that the blessing has come on us through Christ Jesus and that God is our source, it won't make any difference to us what our enemies do. It won't make a difference. Amen. When they say something mean or come against us in some way, we will refuse to retaliate because we'll be aware of the fact that the blessing is more important than revenge. That's a deep thing. The blessing of the Lord is more important than revenge. So don't worry about folk and their folkness. How many people have folk? Somewhere. Haters, somewhere. And you just have to say, you know what? Hey, God bless your heart and your head. And keep moving. Just keep moving. Amen. Don't let those Tobiases, I like Nehemiah. He was like, I will not come down. You got to make up your mind. You make that decision. I will not be moved. I am not coming down. I am not being moved by folk and people that just want to be whatever they want to be. Let them be a problem to themselves. Amen. But as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. So walk in that blessing. Amen. And also align with divine authority. Align with divine authority. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've been reading a book from Bishop Tudor Bismarck called Levels of Authority, and He states here that the level of problems you solve will determine the level of your promotion. I'll say it again. The level of problems you solve will determine the level of your promotion. Your word determines your authority. I mean, that is a mic drop. You know, it's like, wow. Okay. The level of problems you solve will determine the level of your promotion. Your word determines your authority. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Levels of authority. So he says here, you have been sent by the King of Kings. Amen. You are part of a kingdom. You are aligned with the authority of that kingdom. You are aligned with kingdom authority. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I love that. Glory to God. So as we align with kingdom authority, we're in divine authority when we're surrendered to the Holy Spirit. And that is where we're going to see those, whatever challenges, whatever setbacks, whatever problems, the level of those problems that we solve will determine the level of our promotion. Glory to God. So don't worry about the test. You will pass the test. Just follow the Holy Spirit. You're going to pass. Amen. I just decree it over you. You're passing every test. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. Align with divine authority. And I like something that I was just studying out in the Word, the story of Jesus and the centurion. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 13. In the English Standard Version, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 5 to 13. And we're just going to touch on this and just talking about alignment. The Bible says, when he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And my servant, do this, and he does it." And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The centurion understood authority. He was a man under authority. And when you are under authority, you have greater authority. it's just amazing that Jesus marveled and he was like, such great faith, you know, in this centurion. You know, the centurion had 100 men under him, and he understood all you have to say is the word, and it's done. So all we need is a word from God. You don't have a problem. All you need is a word. We've walked this one. We don't have a problem. All we need is one word from God, and it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's word is a lamp unto our feet. Amen. It is a light unto our path. Glory to God. And then as we studied out the word, the whole armor of God, as we were reading that passage around the whole armor of God, I want to share that I was reading another book by Bishop Oyedepo, and it's called Breaking Curses. And he was sharing that the whole armor of God is the believer's armor of light. The whole armor of God is the believer's armor of light. Glory to God. That means no matter where you are, the enemy can't do anything. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Amen. So you are witchcraft proof. Amen. No matter what the enemy tries, it's backfiring. It doesn't matter. It's all back to sender. Amen. Glory to God, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The greater one lives in you. Hallelujah. He's in us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. The glory and the lifter of our head, the anchor of our souls. Hallelujah. The keeper of our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to his name. He is an anchor to our souls. Hallelujah. How many people know him? I know him as an anchor. When nothing else can keep you, Jesus will keep you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He will keep you himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 6, I just wanted just to look at that first part of verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. I just want to just point out this, that there comes a time of testing. There comes a time of an evil day. Yeah, wish we didn't have to go through it, but it's part of life, and it's part of the test, that evil day. There are days that you're just like, what? What is this? And hey, yo, hey, have you had a day that goes, you know, it's just like, what? This day, Lord, let this day end. I know this has been an evil day. Yo, this one. Oh, Lord, this one. Well, the old mothers in the church said, if you haven't experienced it, just keep on living. Oh, Lord. My God. There comes a day that's an evil day, but greater is he. Again, greater is he that is in you. That's why you have to keep a level head no matter what the crisis. Oh, easier said than done. Crisis times. I remember one of the evil days, that was when we were supposed to be moving to the house that we had bought. Oh, that was an evil day. Wow. That was a day and a half. Yo, we had just packed up everything. We had been moving house. We're moving in. Collecting the keys to move into the house. Okay. And that whole time we were dealing with the agent, and long story short, anyway, long story, but I'll make it brief. Oh, my Lord. We had been dealing with the wife of the guy selling the house. So now the husband was there. And at that time, this hue was not very liked. The hue of this thing. You know? It just was not liked. You know? There was a hue thing going on. Apartheid was still in this man. On a hectic level. And do you know, he tore up the contract. We were stranded, literally stranded. Stranded. 2 months stranded. Furniture on the truck. No place to put that furniture. Oh, my Lord. We were stranded, literally stranded. And almost all the money that we had saved up, we had put into paying the deposits and paying everything for the move and everything. So, wow. You talk about an evil day. And I remember I was like, oh, Lord, now what? And I remember it wasn't just, we had children were small at the time. Oh, my goodness. It was just one thing after the other. You know, we were moving closer to where our children were going to school. So we thought. We ended up staying in a 2x4 place far from where my husband had to drive an hour and a half going and an hour and a half to come back to drop the children to school every day during that time. It was one of those bad days, you know. It's like, shoo, okay, now what? Now what? Okay. And we're in this 2x4 place, and man, nothing's working in this place. You know, these extended stay, never maintained type places. And there's a leaking a faucet here, and the washing machine doesn't work. I'm washing clothes by hand. And everything, you name it, whatever could have happened there, hey, it was like that. The stove didn't have but one plate that worked. It was a four-thing stove, but only one plate worked. Oh, Lord. Yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting time. Interesting, okay? One of those, dear Lord, what is this? Devil is such a liar. What? And we went through 8 weeks of that. And I remember at the end of that, I was in a space. I was like, Lord, we need intervention now. We just need divine intervention now. I remember it was one of those times, you know, I'm washing clothes, hanging clothes on. There's like a closet for a space outside just to hang the clothes, and it was raining all week. One of those, just like we had this past week. Just, you know, can't even dry clothes. You know, it's just, what? Okay. One of those days. And I was like, Lord, we need your intervention. Wow. And I remember the Holy Spirit just said to me, just give me the highest praise. Just praise me and watch me work. Just praise me and watch me work. And I remember I was like, phew, that was the hardest thing to do right then. You know, it looked like everything was against us. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And we were in a situation that just didn't look like it would ever change. Have you been there? Long fight. You know, just like, dear God. All right. And so I was like, okay, Lord. And I put on some praise music. I started praising God. And the Holy Spirit just looked at me like, excuse me? I said, you need to praise me? And oh, man, you know. And I was like, Lord, it's hard to praise right now. Oh, my goodness. And I remember at the time, I think my youngest son was, Wale was about, I think she was about 6, 7 months. Anyway, he was still an infant, so I had him on my back. And I was busy doing, walking back and forth, just trying to praise God, walking back and forth in that 2x4 place. The children were at school, and my husband was again searching for a house. Oh, Lord, that was crazy. We went through 32 real estate agents. 32. We counted. 32. Real estate agents. You talk about warfare. And this was something else. This was something. This was an evil day, okay? An evil one, okay? And I was like, Lord. And I was like, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. I remember I felt like I was sitting under, like somebody had put a big weight on my shoulders, and I couldn't move. And I was just praising God anyhow. And Lord was like, I said, you need to praise me. And I was like, you know what? What have I got to lose? Let me give God praise anyhow, because he's faithful. Anyhow, this too shall pass eventually. And I was like, Lord, I'm just going to praise you anyhow. So I started praising God. And as I was praising God, you know how it is when you start praising God and finally that weight rolls off. That's what happened. I was like praising God, and finally that weight came off. I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. And I started running through the house. I actually forgot the baby was on my back. And his head was just, you know. He was just bobbing back there. Oh, Lord. And I was like, oh, I forgot you were there. I put him down nicely. Put pillows around him. I was like, I'll be back. And I kept moving through the house, back and jogging back and forth and praising God back and forth in the house. Well, do you know, within 2 days, we were in our new house, the God that we serve. My husband found the house that day. Hallelujah. The God we serve. He's faithful. And it doesn't matter the cycles you've gone through. God will break you through to victory. Doesn't matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to share also another key is prevailing in the realm of the Spirit, is learn to prevail in the realm of the Spirit. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3-6, learn to prevail in the realm of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and King James Version. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3-6, for though we walk in the flesh, We do not war after the flesh. Glory to God. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down all strongholds. Hallelujah. So when you're dealing with strongholds, you must get to the root of the problem. Amen. Get to the root. Holy Spirit, show me the root of this problem. Glory to God. Just sharing some things about family issues. When you're dealing with people that are unsaved, you're dealing with a root issue of rebellion. You're dealing with a root issue of rebellion and sometimes hatred, depending who it is, depending how that is coming to you. Maybe it's in the family somewhere, someone's not saved, and maybe they're into Sangomaism and all that. And you have to go at the roots of these problems. Amen. The axe is laid at the root of the tree. The axe is laid at the root of the tree. So find out where the roots of the problem or situation is. Where is the root? Where did this start? And then take authority by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then you deal with it by nullifying the curse and breaking the cycle. Deal with the curse of sowing and reaping wrong words. Wrong words maybe you've spoken, or maybe wrong words someone has spoken over you. Yes. Yes, because there are those words that, you know, sometimes it could be family member, or it could be someone on the job, or someone, an elderly person, or it doesn't matter. However those words came, wrong words or actions, you have to overturn them. Amen? And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So when you're dealing with rebellious situation, like maybe you're dealing with a rebellious teenager situation, amen. Amen or ouch, parents. Amen. Amen. When you're dealing with rebellion, it's the sin of witchcraft. So you have to realize that in that instance, you're dealing with witchcraft. And you have to break it, break the cycle. Amen. Glory to God. Now, not in every case, you know, it all depends how the Holy Spirit leads you. But if you're dealing with hectic rebellion and the child is on drugs, you're dealing with rebellion. You're dealing with witchcraft straight. Amen. So the other thing is deal with the curse of bitterness. Deal with the curse of bitterness. The curse of bitterness. If there's bitterness in the situation, you have to deal with that. And deal with the curse of generational abominations and iniquities. And if you were there online Tuesday night, Apostle was dealing with abominations, generational abominations, bondages, limitations. These things are curses, and you have to break them. Otherwise, you're dealing with the curse of Satan himself. Sometimes you're dealing with a direct attack from the enemy himself. Mm-hmm. And you have to know how to handle that in the spirit. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm going to share just a little bit more about Nehemiah, and then we're going to start praying. Nehemiah chapter 4, from verse 4 to 6. I just wanted to focus on that, the last couple verses there. He says, "Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." I just want us just to back up a little bit and recognize that they were in the land of captivity. They were in a land of captivity. And the way you deal with a situation where the enemy has tried to put you in a bondage situation is you take authority in the name of Jesus over that situation. And especially when you're dealing with sangomas, dealing with, or those that are dabbling into witchcraft and sorcery and so forth, occultism, whatever it is, you take authority in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, being surrendered and led by the Holy Spirit as to how to do so. Many times you're dealing with principalities and powers. Mm-hmm. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. So when we understand that, we recognize that we're not wrestling a mere entity. We're not wrestling a low-ranking demon, which you can just bind swiftly in the name of Jesus and just, you know, digaloshi out of here in Jesus' name. But you're dealing now with something very high up coming through a system. Coming through a system. Mm-hmm. And that's a fight. That's a fight. But we fight the good fight of faith, and we always win through Christ. Amen. So fight. You're going to have a fight if you're dealing with principalities. You're going to have a serious fight. Yep. But God gives us victory. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And many times when you're dealing with a situation, whether it's racism on the job, whether it is a situation of just being always under a glass ceiling, just never able to break through, There's a certain level of prevailing you must do in the realm of the spirit. Amen? And God is going to help us tonight. We're going to pray into that tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm just sharing these things because many times we find ourselves under a situation. Have you ever been under? You're just like, man, I feel like I'm under attack. Yo, one thing over here. Another thing, it's like a siege from all sides. Have you ever seen that? I mean, yeah, you finish this one, there's another one. Ah, and you finish this one, there's another. Ah, what is this? Uh-uh, devil, you're a liar. Get out the way. I am too through with you. Get out the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, in conclusion, God's word works to turn every life from failure to success. And he wants us to break through demonic cycles. Amen. Walk by faith in the blessing. Move in divine alignment and authority. Prevail in prayer and faith by the Holy Spirit. Fight and win. Glory to God. Fight and win. Glory to God. Daniel, and we see this in the story of Daniel as well. Daniel in the lion's den. There Daniel was. Daniel was in a situation of being not only mocked, but being slandered, and then also being thrown into the lion's den without cause, innocent man, thrown into the lion's den without cause, had those haters turn against him and basically railroad him into being thrown into the lion's den. But it's interesting to me, the lions didn't eat Daniel. Mm-hmm. See, when God is with you, even in the lion's den, even there in the lion's den, God is with you. He will just shut the mouths. He'll make sure they, you know, they'll feel like they've just eaten the best meal. They'll be so full they won't want you. Got to have his angels, you know, singing nice songs to lull them to sleep. Amen. God will protect you. We've seen it time and time again. God will protect you. God will keep you. Amen. He will keep you. Glory to God. Oh, yes, he will. He will just, sometimes we marvel. You're like, wow, the Lord is so faithful. He keeps you. He keeps us. Amen? Yes. He's so faithful. He's so faithful. And there in the lion's den, I love it at the end of the story of Daniel, all those that had turned against Daniel and had tried to get Daniel thrown in the lion's den, they were thrown into the lion's den, and their entire families were thrown into the lion's den. And they were eaten immediately. The Bible says before they even hit the bottom of the den, they were devoured. See, God will do it. You know, hey, touch not my anointed. Do his prophets no harm. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. But many times, you know, especially people in the Sangoma and witchcraft area, they have no idea what they've just done by trying to mess with you. They have no idea what they've just unleashed upon themselves. Because it backfires. All their junk. It's returned to sender. And it's double. Oh, my Lord. And it's just amazing. It's amazing. All their stuff is back to sender. So don't be afraid of anybody. Fear not. God is with you. God is with you. He's got your back. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Daniel experienced that God can be with you even in that lion's den. It doesn't matter how terrible things look. It doesn't matter how difficult things look in the natural. God has the final say. And when we prevail in the realm of the spirit, and we're going to begin to pray, we can stand up on our feet. We're going to begin to pray, and I just want to lead us in a declaration, and then we're going to begin to do some praying. We're going to begin to do some praying in this area. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I really believe God has brought us here tonight to break cycles, not just now, but for generations to come. Just the enemy being defeated and God prevailing for us. The enemy just being defeated on all sides, in every way. In every way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want us to declare today together. I'll say it, then you'll say it after me, this declaration that the Lord has given me. And then we're going to get right into praying on these points that I've shared tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Just say it with me. Father, I thank you that your faithfulness is in my life. And you are good to me. You're my keeper. And all your commands are coming to pass in my life. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Wealth and riches are in my house because I obey God's word. My obedience brings provision. I am out of debt. My needs are met. And I have plenty in store. My God supplies all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is my set time of favor. I am accelerated in sweatless victory. In Jesus' name. That which is written in the volume of the book concerning me individually and corporately, personally, as a family, as a household, God's prophetic words, they are all being done now. They are coming to pass now in my life and in the lives of my family. In Jesus' name. Everything I need is moving in my direction. Everything that needs to go is going. Everything that needs to come is coming. In Jesus' name. Everything paralyzed or unfruitful in my life is being healed from tonight. I am delivered and I'm free from all limitations, from all delays, from all bondages, from all wickedness, from all infiltration, from all distraction, from all derailment, from all vicious cycles and setbacks, in Jesus' name. I declare life be in my life, superabundance, financial prosperity, fruitfulness be in my life, in Jesus' name. I decree goodness and mercy and God's divine provision is manifesting in my life
now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. I bind all witchcraft. I bind occultic works. I bind spiritual wickedness. I bind spiritual assassins. In Jesus' name. I destroy every spell. I break through every veil. I destroy all bewitchment. In Jesus' mighty name. I revoke curses from false prophets and false men and women of God. I cancel every lying, deceiving, negative word spoken against my life or my family in Jesus' name. I take authority over every demonic assignment, every entrapment, every plot and plan of the enemy. I decree that they are canceled now. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that exalts itself up against me, I condemn now and bring it to judgment. In Jesus' name, I nullify, I bind and cut off and evict all spiritual assassins, all brides of and from Satan, all sons of Belial, all Jezebels, all Delilahs, all Ahabs, all Sanballats, all Tobiases, all Hamans, all Judases, all Siseras, all Ahithophels, all Absaloms, all Nabals, and the like, and all of their assignments against me, against my family, against my church, I cut it off now in Jesus' name. I block every contention. I block and destroy wickedness. I destroy disasters. In Jesus' name, I rebuke jealousy. I rebuke envy. I rebuke hatred and mockery. I rebuke disfavor. In the name of Jesus, I destroy identity thefts. In Jesus' name, I sever and destroy all demonic snakes, all shapeshifters, all scorpions, all demonic people, all aliens, all spiritual hijackers, all satanic occultic entities, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree divine turnaround is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I receive my restoration. I receive divine favor. I receive strategic wisdom. I receive understanding. I walk in my jubilee. I walk in divine order. I walk in supernatural provision and tailor-made breakthrough, and miracles are my portion. In Jesus' name, from this day, I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, let justice roll down as a mighty stream, according to the book of Amos. Chapter 5:24. I decree the seed of the righteous is blessed. I am blessed. My marriage is blessed. If you're not married yet, still say it. My marriage is blessed. It's coming. Hallelujah. My loving family is blessed. I am successful. My children and children's children are blessed. I covenant with the Lord, and I am dedicated to God. And I walk in the godly legacy of the blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The angel of breakthrough prevails for me and for all of us in Jesus' name. I decree victory is my portion now and always in every area of my life, in and out of time, in Jesus' mighty name. I am blessed. I am healed. I am free. I am purpose-driven. I rule and reign in every area of my life through Christ, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We magnify you. We give you praise, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God.